Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Be warned when making plans this summer. Everyone has the same idea as you. Right now, national and state parks are being overwhelmed with people trying to enjoy outdoor activities. At Arches National Park in Utah, they reach capacity and close gates to visitors most days before 9 a.m. Allison Poley, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how it's packed everywhere, even outdoors. Thanks for joining us, Allison.
Thanks so much for having me.
I wanted to talk about, a lot of people are getting ready for their summer getaways. A lot of people are getting some road trips in. A lot of people are heading to national parks and state parks. But there is a situation with overcrowding right now. And in some cases, these parks are closing their gates until, some people move out. Everybody's saying basically be ready for some long lines getting into these parks. You mentioned a lot about Utah in your article because it has a bunch of different parks right now close by to each other that some people can't get into one. They'll move on to the next one. But it's still just becoming such an issue waiting in line just to get in. So, Allison, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing there.
Some of the most popular national parks are expecting record crowds this summer, and these are parks that have already seen a lot of visitation. So some of these parks were closed last spring, and then when they reopened last summer, people flocked to them because they were able to be outside, they were able to social distance and enjoy the outdoors, and visitation numbers have only increased since then. So at Arches National Park, for example, the gates to the park do temporarily close when the parking lots become full. And most days that happens before 9 a.m. And they will open back up anywhere from 2 to 5 hours later. But in some cases, people have still seen lines when they go back in later in the day to try to enter the park.
Yeah, and the demand is there. This April, people going to the park was up 15% from 2019. So this was before the pandemic. So people are wanting to get out there. One of the interesting things that happened with all of this, though, is some of these unintended consequences. If they can't get into the main park, they'll go onto some other undeveloped land that's in the nearby area. They make these kind of campsites there. Fires have started, trash. It can become a big problem for the community around there as well.
So a lot of people started camping during the pandemic, and so more people are camping on federal lands, and in some cases, the land that they're camping on isn't intended for tourism or overnight stays. So in some of those areas, they're seeing a lot more trash, even human waste, and it creates resource management issues for the local community.
You know, it's kind of a catch-22 because the people in the nearby communities obviously want tourists and visitors to come by. It helps boost their economies. But as I mentioned, you know, these things, you know, trash, there's been reports of graffiti in the nearby areas. You know, all of this stuff really kind of makes a mess. And what they're saying now is that they're pushing for these national parks to maybe have a reservation system where you kind of book the time that you're going to be there. But that's also being met with some skepticism. You know, some people in the community say, if you're doing it that way, then people might skip over. They might not actually come and spend their money there. So it's a really tough situation to get a handle on.
It is a tough situation to get a handle on. So it's exactly like you said. So some residents and activists are proposing that Arches, in particular, institute a reservation system so people can book windows to enter the park. But as you mentioned, some people in the community fear that if people think that they can't get a reservation, then they might not even try. Or if they see if it's full that day and they wanted to go that day in particular, then they might just skip over it. But some other parks have reservation systems in place. This year, Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado has a reservation system, as does Yosemite in California. So we are seeing other parks try that out.
I wanted to mention this line from the story just because, just to put it in perspective, really, you know, people are going out to these national parks for the beautiful scenery, you know, maybe that quietness that you can experience out in the wilderness like that. And there's Disneyland caliber crowds that people are seeing out there that just makes it unenjoyable, an unenjoyable experience for them, you know, having to combat with so many people for space, you know what I mean? So it's still an issue. And then one of the other parts of it, too, is funding for these national parks has always been a problem. They've been losing funding and staffing leading into the pandemic. Obviously, there was a huge shutdown throughout there, but they still haven't recovered from that part as well.
So funding for the national parks has not increased in proportion to visitation. So over the past decade, if you look at between 2011 and 2019, the National Park Service lost 16% of its staffing capacity. But at the same time, there was a 17% increase in visitation. So the Biden administration has proposed an increase in funding for its budget for next year, which would allow for more staff. So I guess we'll have to see if that goes through.
It's kind of been the theme, you know, we've been doing a lot of stories about everybody getting back to normal, summer travel. It's been that theme that's still ongoing. Everybody has the same idea as you and is trying to get out right now. So be ready for those long lines and having to deal with other people who are just trying to get out there as well. So the national parks are no exception in this one. Allison Poley, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.